Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm all wound up today and so is Joe.
Am I?
Well, you were.
I was just shuffling my papers prior to the start of the program.
Making all kinds of noise over there and pounding and clinking and making all kinds of noise. So
I do impersonations. Would you like to hear a few?
Yes, please.
No, thanks.
What's your impression of John Wayne?
Howdy, ma'am. That's about as far as I go.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
All right. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show On the Mark. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Joe is here. A few moments ago, he was unable to sit still, but they're having the red light come on. Makes him quiet and normal. So
the Ritalin kicked in.
Oh, dear. Okay. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line, 100% open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. We would just love to hear from you through one of those messages. We got some emails to get our conversation started today. In the news, we had Lawrence O'Donnell accusing the president of, he's an MSNBC commentator, accusing the president of having a Russian co-signer on a big fat loan out of Greenland and subsequently making it pretty close to... The president would somehow be beholden to Russia, and of course that would explain
a lot. I
think
I got a little bit confused.
Okay, well we'll get to a better explanation of that coming up. Let's see, what else have we? Beto O'Rourke kicked somebody out of a press event because they're from Breitbart.
Didn't like them. And Fox News' Shepard Smith came down yesterday and said the president isn't building any wall.
What? So he called the president a liar?
Well, pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's why Fox
the president
News.
Is having less and less love for Fox these days, I guess.
Mm. Well, I think this will help give Fox broader appeal, and it will help the president in the long run. Any publicity is good publicity for
really?
Him.
You think so?
Well, that's what he says. So, all right. So we are going to be talking about...
I think that was H.B. Barnum who said that.
No, it's a Hollywood axiom. I don't know who said it. Any publicity is good publicity. I don't know who said it. Somebody said it.
Well, they used to say, I don't care what you say about me, just spell my name right.
There you go. All right. How about that? Yeah, I say that all the time. Lawrence. All right. 1-800.
M-A-R-K.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, with a K. We invite folks to call us now. 1-800-795-9565. You had a couple of emails called up. You want to consider one of those?
We used to have EB starting us off every morning with some Trump derangement syndrome or another. Now Tom's picked up that mantle. But he's coming down today on conservatives. He starts off with a John Kenneth Galbraith quote that says, "The modern conservative is engaged in one of man's oldest exercises in moral psychology. That is, the search for a superior moral justification for selfishness."
I like that. That's very good.
You like that, do you? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, John Kenneth Galbraith was not exactly a well-known conservative. But then he says...
Unless you're on a campus.
On another topic from yesterday, according to a brand-new Fox News report, not one inch of new wall has been built. 60 miles of Obama's wall was repaired or upgraded. Of course, Shepard Smith is a liar. There are also many... And there was like 65 question marks behind that. There are also very serious legal challenges to any new wall being built. Landowners, states' rights, and the ACLU are some of the major obstacles. It was reported that Trump told his department heads to break all laws and that he would pardon them. He wants this wall started. Of course, Trump is denying the reports. When Trump took office, immigration was at an all-time low. Now it's at an all-time high. Fact! Trump was offered $21 billion to build his wall and turned it down. Fact! He was offered a bipartisan bipartisan immigration bill and turned it down. Fact! Trump never offered a health care bill to replace Obamacare and still hasn't. Fact! My letter was spot on yesterday in every word. Nice try! Let the Trump apology tour continue. Tom!
I think he just capitalizes his name. I don't know if he wants that shouted.
Well, it's I read them as they're written. Do
and
I not?
How do you read 30 question marks? Is Shepard Smith a liar?
Well, he did say yesterday, and it was Shepard Smith on Fox News, his report in the afternoon. He called out Donald Trump's false claims about the southern U.S.-Mexico border wall and Puerto Rico after the president lashed out at the network.
On Fox he did this?
Yes, during a segment on Shepard Smith reporting. During a segment on Shepard Smith reporting on Wednesday afternoon, the Fox News host fact-checked Trump's recent claims about Puerto Rico. President Trump is calling the island one of the most corrupt places on earth. He added on Twitter that, by the way, I'm the best thing that's ever happened to Puerto Rico. These are opinions as opposed to facts, Shepard Smith said. Smith went on to declare that Trump also repeated false claims about the $92 billion in aid that Puerto Rico has received, citing a tweet the president posted yesterday. That is decidedly not true, Smith said in response. We checked with sources, including the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. The latest numbers show that as of the end of June, the federal government has allocated $42.7 billion for Puerto Rico.
Yeah, but if you double that, it's 90.
About $21 billion is binding. In other words, Congress has to pay it. Of that, Puerto Rico has received less than $14 billion, so $14 billion or less, not $92 billion. Later in the segment, Smith took aim at Trump's latest claims about the border wall. Earlier today, the president tweeted a video of the southwest border and claimed that the border wall he promised his supporters during the presidential election is going up very fast, despite total obstruction by Democrats in Congress and elsewhere. In response, Smith debunked the president's claims and clarified that there's no new wall. Existing barriers have been replaced, same span. The total repaired barrier is about 60 miles along that 2,000-mile border, the host said. The president also said in the tweet that the wall is going up rapidly. It is not. As we just reported, there is no new wall, only replacement for walls which were in need of repair or upgrade. Those are the facts, he added. The president made border security a mainstay of his message dating back to the campaign with build that wall and Mexico will pay for it, though that last promise is long gone. The segment came hours after Trump attacked Fox News for heavily promoting the Democrats.
So if he's going to attack them, they're going to attack him by...
All they have to do is say the truth. I think Shepard Smith does not like the president, but unlike some of the other people who don't like the president, I think Shepard Smith does fair and balanced reporting. I suspect that he's right here.
So Fox inadvertently broadcast the truth yesterday, or is this going to be their new way?
No, MSNBC and CNN inadvertently broadcast the truth. Fox does it all the time.
Oh, jeez. Slanted truth, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, well, let's go back to Larry O'Donnell for a minute. You know, Tom talks about the conservatives. Larry O'Donnell goes on the air saying that Trump's loans at Deutsche Bank were co-signed for by Russian oligarchs.
Right.
And then he has to eat his words and admit that it wasn't true. And I mean, you talk about a guy eating
I don't think he said it wasn't true.
He said he
they just can't verify it.
Well, he said more than that. He quite frankly had to eat crow.
Right, because it didn't go through
large,
their vetting process.
Ugly crow.
Only because they can't prove it. It could still be true. He never said it was untrue. Lawrence O'Donnell Wednesday retracted his story about supposed Russian ties to President Trump's finances and apologized for reporting it, just as Trump's lawyer had demanded. O'Donnell said he still doesn't know whether or not the story is true. That's what he says. It may be untrue. It could be true. But, you know, I could make up something that may be true. Yeah, President Trump today is, ill, indisposed, not feeling well. Well, it could be true.
Well, it's
possible.
I wouldn't
report it as fact in the news.
But here, but that's a little bit different than taking on someone's family and accusing them of crimes.
Well,
that's a little bit different.
Yeah, if I said MSNBC and you're Lawrence O'Donnell, Trump, this is hardly a new low for anybody.
If I came on the air and said Mark Lawrence's home is being investigated by police, a search warrant has been issued, and police are actively searching the contents of his home now
for a carry
for criminal
permit.
Activity, right?
They're looking for his carry permit,
and that's totally not true. Well, I thought it was true.
It seemed
to
me.
I didn't do any verification. I didn't check to see whether or not anything had actually happened, and that's what O'Donnell admitted, that he didn't have any way to fact-check the story. He just took what one person told him and put it on the air. Mark, you've been a journalist for a long time, and you know that ain't the way it goes.
No, and I'm sure Lawrence O'Donnell will be fired because of the high standards at NBC.
Oh, no, MSNBC, their standards.
They gave him a raise. They moved him up to 9 o'clock.
What was interesting this morning is Fox News reported about Shepard Smith coming down to the president. But MSNBC Morning Joe, when I saw it, didn't say a word about Lawrence O'Donnell.
Yeah, I saw the Fox News piece last night. Who's the fellow that's on at night at 9 p.m.?
Brett Baer?
No.
Oh, 9 o'clock?
Yes.
Not Shepard Smith. What's that guy's name?
Yes, super good. I mean, he's a heck of a commentator.
Can't think of the guy's name now.
I'm looking right at him, but I can't think of it. But anyway, okay, so he was having...
Good old what's-his-name.
Right, he was having he thought it was hilarious. He was literally in hysterics laughing at the low standard of NBC and Lawrence O'Donnell, and basically saying Lawrence O'Donnell really isn't a journalist anyway. He's only ever taught a few things and then got a good job. So somehow he got an in somewhere and, got to his present place. But in any event...
Well, he was somebody's press secretary, wasn't he? President Kennedy or Johnson?
He didn't mention that last night, but that could be. But just said he basically has no actual journalism credentials, just a journalism-filled things associated with journalism on his resume.
But see, that's what's wrong with what's going on in the media today.
They can say whatever they want?
Well, no, it's not that you can always say whatever you want, but the problem is that people are in such a rush to be the one who destroys Trump. I mean, they want to be the one who actually gets him.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll take anything and just run with it. You know, whereas Shepard Smith, I think, did factually based reporting. He went back, he looked, he contacted the people. I've heard that claim disputed before about the president's $93 billion to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, that was a big talk of discussion yesterday because of the tweets.
And you know, he's apparently dead wrong. You know, someone said that that would be the total amount if they gave them every cent that was possibly allocated.
Well, the president...
But they haven't given them that.
Well, it's said that the president simply doubles the numbers he's given.
Oh, really?
In order to come up with good exaggerations. So that
now,
makes
is that
sense.
Another MSNBC report there? Well, the president doubles everything
he's
given.
No, this was about 3 weeks ago when he was tweeting about
how
one
many
of the
sources
Democrats.
Do you have for that?
Two.
Okay.
All right. Maybe actually only one. I may have doubled that. I don't know. It's just it was like a political cartoon or something. I don't even remember, but it was a couple of weeks ago.
Well, that's satire. That's acceptable.
Mm.
But you don't quote it as fact.
Well, I'm not saying... Oh, no. I'm not saying that it is a fact. I'm just saying, one person who doesn't like the president says he basically just doubles the figures, whatever they are. He says they're twice that, give or take.
Let's take a look at the wall. I mean, the president did make that a mainstay of his campaign. He took that money from the Pentagon to build it. He had, wasn't he given $2 billion in the budget, two or three?
Free and clear, yeah.
Yeah, so if he isn't building the wall with that money, lying about it, and he hasn't started construction.
And it takes Fox News to catch you. Now you know you're really lying.
Well, I would say he's not keeping faith with the people who supported him, for sure. But there are other things. I saw someone say this morning that why didn't the Republicans build the wall during the first 2 years? And they quoted Mitch McConnell and a couple of other people, including Lindsey Graham, saying it would be a waste of money. So now all of a sudden it's not a waste of money, and the president's claiming it's being built. And then you have Larry O'Donnell shooting from the hip and MSNBC reporting it all over the place. The problem is other people quote it. And here's the interesting thing.
Oh, people
Larry O'Donnell's original story was retweeted something like 1,000 times.
Oh my gosh.
When he made the correction, it was only retweeted a couple of times. So the damage has been done, and it's not being retracted.
Can you damage President Trump?
Yeah, you can damage President Trump.
How? I mean, he's so bombastic and lies all the time. What are you going to say?
You've just harmed him right now. You say he lies all the time.
He does lie all the time.
Well,
he exaggerates all the time. How about that? Are you happy now? He doubles figures all the time.
So describe the difference between exaggeration and lie. I can cite you every president of the United States has exaggerated something to make it look better for them.
I guess it's politics. So he exaggerates all the time to great bombastic standards and is... given the White House a new low, but that's all right. Remember, half the country wants him to be president with all the, you know, the lies and the bombasticness and, prejudice and bigoted statements.
Bombasticity, and make a new word.
I like that, bombasticity. I wonder if that is already a word.
I don't know. We'll have to look it up. But seriously, the president does stretch the truth. I'm not going to argue that point with you. I mean, he says some things. I think he would do better to just cut out the hyperbole. I prefer to think of it as hyperbole.
Mm-hmm.
And just focus on the facts. And if you can't build the wall, if it's being, he says, despite total opposition from the Democrats, makes it look like he's succeeding despite them. But if they have, in fact, held him up and they are the reason he isn't building the wall and he isn't completing his promise, then I think he should just say that.
Right. You don't need to exaggerate it. You can say that thanks to Democrats, we've only been able to give $14 billion or million dollars.
It's billion.
Billion to Puerto Rico. Okay, thank you. Yeah, $14 million. That's nothing. All right, 1-800
drop in the bucket. Well,
call
they like
us
their
now.
Cigars with that in Washington.
Fox News inadvertently told the truth yesterday. MSNBC accidentally told the truth or didn't tell the truth this week. The president, of course, doubling every figure that he tweets. What else? And he's the best thing that happened to Puerto Rico. Boy, that's a strange claim. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. You can do as Tom did and send us a good email at onthemark@wkok.com, or you can send us a bad email. Go ahead. We'll take it. 1-800-795-9565. The Sunbury Motor Company invites you to do as I'm going to do right before I take a couple of day trips in a couple of weeks. We're going to go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury and say we're taking a couple of two day trips coming up, and so we want a trip check on our vehicle. So that's when they go over the tires, inflation, the fluids, all the different fluids, all the different wires, all the different connections, the batteries, the alignment. They wash the vehicle. They give it back ready for the road trip. That's what they do at the Sunbury Motor Company. Quick Lane, they get you ready for all kinds of travel and trips and make you all the better so that you can go on your road trip safe and sound. If your tires need to be pumped up, they'll pump you up with nitrogen. They'd love to see you at the Quick Lane. You can either just stop by and wait. You can stop by and drop off, or you can make an appointment and leave the car in advance. Whatever you want to do, they're flexible. Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They'd love to see you and get you ready for your next road trip at sunburymotors.com.
You've patiently waited all summer to buy that new car or truck.
Well, this is it.
Hurry into all Sunbury Motors locations now through Saturday.
At Sunbury Motors Ford,
it's the final days of the Hurry Up and Save sales event. Choose from over 100 new 2019 Ford F-150s with discounts as high as $14,500. And choose from over 50 2019 Ford Escapes. They start at $17,985.
At Sunbury Motors Hyundai,
a 2019 Hyundai Kona SE starts at just $28,052. There's 13 2019 Tucson SEs starting at $22,619. And a 2020 Elantra SE is under 20 grand at $19,089.
At Sunbury Motors Kia,
there's 0% financing for up to 75 months on select 2019 Kia Optimus, Sportages, Cadenzas, Sedonas, and Serenos. Your interest rate will be zero until 2025.
And the summer with a new vehicle from Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Sunbury Motors.
Thousands of Americans have tachophobia, or fear of speed. These are the people that classify the telegraph as digital communication. They believe this is the sound of progress. And they drive slow in the fast lane all the time. Don't be those people. Get the white-knuckle, stomach-dropping, crazy speed of Penteladata's fiber network for your business and face your fears head-on. See how Penteladata fiber can make you fearless in the office. Call today.
We all know by now that Mountainside Coffee helps me wake up before the roosters crow. But, business owners, here's something you may not know. You can get Mountainside Coffee delivered right to your business. 65% of workers drink coffee on the job, and science doesn't lie. Caffeine keeps people focused, alert, and awake, plus improves concentration and memory. And don't you want those qualities in your employees? It's cheaper and easier than you may think. Visit MountainsideCoffee.com. That's MountainsideCoffee.com. A division of Topohawken Mountain Springwater.
Mom, can we get White Castle sliders?
Great idea, Ben. Let's see where they are.
Attention, Ben. Tell your mom she can find White Castle sliders in the freezer aisle. They're made with 100% beef patties on a bed of steam grilled onions with the same one-of-a-kind taste you can find in Castle's.
Ooh, she's smart. Hey, intercom lady, any advice for my first day of school?
Ben, she's not gonna...
Try a new hairstyle. Ooh, maybe a mullet.
A mullet? Cool!
You are not getting a mullet.
White Castle, find the slider variety you crave in your nearest freezer aisle.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones, High School Football Roundtable. Cam Miller, Pro Football Focus. Today, 3 to 5, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
That's Mr. Rob Center on the base, so we appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Fabulous producer. He gets fabulouser by the day, I'll tell you what.
Well, we have another emailer who's taking me to task. He says, hey, Joe, let's give Larry O'Donnell credit for at least admitting that the statement about Mr. Trump was possibly not true, and he apologized for the statement. How many of your favorite cronies on Fox News ever apologize or admit when they present an item that possibly is questionable or maybe not true? Never. Give MSNBC credit, Joe. Whenever an item is in question, an immediate apology is always presented, whether it be Lawrence O'Donnell, Rachel Maddow, Chris Matthews, etc. Your Fox News channel is not always fair and balanced. Own up to it. Well, the difference here is that he knew very well that journalistic standards require more than one source. Now, if two or three people lie to you and tell you the same thing and you report it, that's not on you, that's on them. But if you take what one person tells you and report it as the gospel truth on the air, you deserve to be smacked, and O'Donnell does deserve to be smacked.
Particularly if his intuition, and he's admitting while he goes along that if it's true, it's like his intuition was telling him that it wasn't true, so next thing you know...
Well, Mark Lawrence's home is being raided by police, and if true...
Oh, right, they're trying to find my carry permit, which is missing, so...
I think you have an obligation to try and be fair. I can't say that Fox always apologizes, but I have heard them apologize for errors. And they have made errors in the past. I would cheerfully admit that.
We've just received a text from one of our fine local listeners who says the words, Tucker Carlson.
Right, that's who we were trying to think of.
All right.
I mean, I don't watch any of those talking heads at night, do you?
Of course. Don't you?
No, I don't.
I go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, just as you do in the morning, I do in the evening.
Okay, well, I bounce around in the morning between Morning Joe and New Day on CNN and
Fox. Would you
have
service electric cable vision?
Yes.
Oh, so you can go 1, 2, 3 up, 1, 2, 3 down.
Right, they're right in a row.
Yeah, I do that.
CNN first, Fox second, MSNBC third.
We have the smartest cable box in history, but it doesn't have last three channels recall. You do have to use the toggle switch. I like the last channel recall button.
Yeah, I do too, but that'll take me back and forth between two, but it won't add the third.
Right.
But when they're all just one push away, it doesn't really matter. But seriously, I mean, I think Larry O'Donnell did a great disservice to his colleagues at MSNBC, some of whom I think try to be
Goal was to get into the news, to make publicity, to put MSNBC in a conversation they're not usually part of.
Well, I mean, I look at Morning Joe in the morning. It's fascinating to me how the morning programs start off. Yesterday and today, CNN started off with the hurricane. And they had very comprehensive and complete coverage of it.
Okay.
MSNBC always leads with something negative about Trump, when Fox always seems to lead with immigration in one form or another. You know, some story about illegal immigrants crossing the border, or something patriotic like somebody running across the street to pick up a flag. I mean, that's the kind of feel-good stuff they like
Fox
to run in the morning.
Well, but I think they are commentators, and they're generally in support of the president, although they allowed Shepard Smith to go rogue in this particular case. But I think MSNBC is generally against the president, and that's their shtick, but CNN tries to be an objective.
Well, now,
they fancy themselves an objective news source.
That Fox has hired Donna Brazile, who was the head of the DNC, much to the president's chagrin. And she does a very nice job. They use her from time to time on Fox and on The Five in the evening, which
I do catch sometimes.
Well,
their mission is to present the appearance of being fair and balanced.
Gee, and how do you achieve that if not by presenting different points of view? I could watch
Morning... Well, it's just the appearance of fairness and balance.
I could watch Morning Joe, and I would never hear if President Trump actually could walk on water, they'd report it as some environmental disaster that he had created.
It turned out the water was actually frozen, and anyone can walk on that water.
I mean, they make absolutely no pretense in that program of trying to do anything fair or balanced. And the way he asked the question, he said, now, we all know President Trump is a mental midget who's destroying the country. Now, given that, what do you think about so-and-so? Well, what if I don't feel that way? I mean, he tells you what kind of an answer he wants from you.
You don't feel that way?
No, I don't feel
okay.
That way.
Just checking. All right.
But that's what's wrong with it. I mean, do these opinion programs have any obligation at all to be fair?
Maybe they should.
And Laura Ingraham gets negative remarks from a lot of people, too, as does Rachel Maddow.
Well, she's a commentator. She doesn't present. She doesn't try to say she's objective.
Well,
I think people will assume she's not objective.
But in the morning, though, all three of them mix news with commentary.
So you sometimes can't tell. Well,
and
I do that,
it's
too.
It's hard to tell where the line is. And so if I hear a report that says there's a tornado approaching the coast of Florida, and the next I hear that President Trump is molesting children, I tend to, you know, and the one's an opinion, one's a fact. What do I tend to believe? I tend to believe that, oh, I just heard a news story that says the president's molesting children.
Well, is that not the issue of our time, trying to detect the difference between commentary and fact? I mean, if you were listening
but
to
should
news,
we have to detect it? Shouldn't it be labeled?
I don't think we have any choice today. If you listen to CBS Radio News, they have a very slight anti-Trump slant. If you listen to CBS TV news,
very slight, it's substantial.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's fine. I wouldn't argue that. You know, and I think anything that's obviously not objective is significantly wrong. You know, when it becomes clear that they're monitoring all the negative reports about the president, and on CBS Radio News this morning, they're talking about the fact that Shepard Smith is, you know, they're relishing in the fact that Shepard Smith had this story. They're just reading the AP version of it, but they're making, you know, it got like 60 seconds of airtime. Well, the whole newscast is only 3 minutes.
Well, if you hate Fox News, I mean, that's the equivalent of a man bites dog. The fact that Shepard Smith would come on with a story negative to President Trump. Shepard Smith runs stories negative to President Trump every day of the week.
Well, and that's a little bit. That's sort of how CBS Radio News ran it today. Now, I didn't see CBS TV News, but they tend to be somewhat similar.
And Morning Joe was just positively slathering over him.
They were happy. All right. Well, you and I are quite interested in this, and as you can tell by the fascinating remarks of all of our audience calling in, they are too. So we'll move on.
Well, I just think it's sad, you know, that we've come to that point in this country that the lines between fact and, I won't say fact and fiction, but maybe it is fiction.
Fact and commentary.
Fact and commentary is so blurred. Walter Cronkite, I mean, it's hard to imagine that we once had Walter Cronkite giving us the evening news, and he did it fair, and he did it impartially, and he reported stories. When he had a question, he went and personally investigated.
Was it fair?
He went to Vietnam. He went to Vietnam and came back and reported negatively about it. And President Johnson said famously, "If we've lost Walter Cronkite, we've lost the nation." And he was right. I mean, people respected Walter Cronkite because they knew that the words that came out of his mouth were true and researched and fair. And I think you could say the same thing about Chet Huntley and David Brinkley. And even Peter Jennings, to some extent, although I think he was a little left-leaning.
So NBC has fallen. Yeah, oh yeah, Peter Jennings, definitely. He was ultra-liberal. All right, well, we're going to continue this conversation for 30 more seconds after we resume. We have news headlines coming up. We got a couple of unrelated emails that came in yesterday. We'll read about this. And we'll include you in the fray. We'll have open phones and open emails and open text. This is WKOK Sunbury, 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Mass Mutual.
I'm Peter King, live in Orlando, and Floridians are stocking up.
Bought a lot of tuna fish, potato chips, and peanut butter and jelly, and that's water.
They're waiting to find out where Hurricane Dorian will go. Hurricane Hunter aircraft are headed into the storm to try and find out more. WCBS TV forecaster Lonnie Quinn.
When you take a look at all of the models combined, the cone stretches from Savannah, Georgia, all the way down to the southern portion of Florida. Anywhere within that area is the possibility for a landfall.
Dorian soaked the U.S. Virgin Islands but spared Puerto Rico. CBS's David Begno in Cocoa Beach.
Here in Central Florida, there are hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans who had been watching what was happening on their beloved island and were happy to see that they really didn't get much of a hit at all. And now they're getting ready for the storm moving here.
Landfall is expected early Monday. A Missouri woman is suing Juul Labs for a strategy she says includes marketing e-cigarettes to children as trendsetting and stylish. CBS This Morning's Tony DeCopel asked CEO Kevin Burns about it.
Their family suing you saying you went after their kids as customers, your campaigns appealed to them, and now they're addicted to nicotine, maybe for life. How do you plan to respond to that?
Well, again, I don't think our campaign was ever targeted to kids. We don't need to target youth to grow our business to be successful and fulfill our mission.
The number of red light runners is up, and so are the number of deaths they cause. AAA says the 939 people killed in 2017 were the most in a decade. Spokesman Doug Shoup.
Drivers are distracted, they're impatient, and they're reckless, and they're making the decision to run a red light instead of safely stopping.
Shooting averted at a North Carolina college, CBS's Laura Podesta.
It was actually a fellow student at High Point University who tipped investigators off to what Stieber was hoarding in his dorm room, two guns and ammunition. The college freshman is now facing charges including possessing weapons on campus and communicating a threat of mass violence.
Police say Paul Stieber may have been upset about not getting into a fraternity. A newly found fossil is fueling new ideas about early mankind. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Here's what we thought we knew about our family tree. An ancient hominem, Australopithecus anamensis, evolved into Australopithecus afarensis, the famous Lucy. But the 3.8 million year old anamensis skull recently unearthed in Ethiopia is 100,000 years younger than an afarensis skull found there earlier. Anthropologist Tim Ryan.
This establishes that overlap for approximately 100,000 years at least, based on the fossil record now.
The latest find suggesting human evolution was far more complex than previously thought. Peter?
S&P futures are up 25. This is CBS News.
Behind every moment shared with the ones you love is a plan that helped make it happen. Learn more or find an advisor at massmutual.com.
Welcome to this guided meditation brought to you by MassMutual. Imagine taking your family on vacation. Let's begin with a deep breath. Breathe in flight delays and those times when you just can't even. Breathe out how wonderful it feels to spend time with the ones you love. Ah, this is how it feels to have an investment plan. Learn more or find an advisor at massmutual.com. Securities and advisory services offered through MML Investor Services, a MassMutual subsidiary.
At CDW, we get that business needs flexibility. So have CDW implement Nutanix Enterprise Cloud for your public, private, and hybrid cloud needs.
That sounds complicated.
It's not. It simply enables your business to evolve without risk, giving you the flexibility to scale up for future growth while reducing costs.
Yeah, still complicated.
It saves money.
Oh, I understand that.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Nutanix.
CBS's Matt Piper has the story of a man who wanted something so much he lost more than 100 pounds to get it.
He wanted to enlist in the Army, and he lost 113 pounds to be able to do it. Luis Enrique Pinto Jr. of Las Vegas lost the weight over just a seven-month period in order to meet the branch's requirement. The 18-year-old went from 317 pounds to 204 pounds. For his height of 6'1", his maximum weight could be just 1 pound more, 205. He decided to join the military after high school because he wants to become the first member of his family to serve. He reports to basic training next month. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Alaska concerned about the loss of salmon because of the increase in all-terrain vehicle traffic in a critical spawning habitat area. Wildlife officials say the vehicles disturb the fish and damage the vegetation that helps prevent erosion. Now they've put out warnings to try and stop illegal ATV driving. Peter King, CBS News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is across from me, my conservative co-host, but he's a natural-born listener before he rejects your opinions outright. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, has no discernible politics that I can detect, but he's a huge Philadelphia fan in every way, so we appreciate him being over there. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom. He wears Yankees clothing, so I'm assuming he wears Yankees socks, Yankees shoes, Yankees sweatpants, Yankees shirt, Yankees jacket, and Yankees hat. So I think it's safe to say.
You seem to have rather intimate knowledge of Rob's attire.
Not Rob, Matt.
Matt, I'm sorry.
Well, I work with him all morning long.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty obvious when somebody comes in and all of their clothing has Yankees logos on it. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. That's the Text Connect system. All you got to do is reply to a previous message, or you can start up a new one at 70236. But if and only if you're already a member of Text Connect, we send you messages, breaking national or local news, dead celebrities, closed roads, tornadic weather. That's the kind of thing. We only send you a brief message with a link. If you want to follow the link, go right ahead. And if you don't, don't. Some messages are so important and so brief, they don't even have a link. It just says, Route 11 now open. That's all it says. So that's good enough information for you. And that's just a for instance. Route 11 has been open all day today. Unless you're going north past the middle school in Danville, in which case it was a half-hour delay earlier today. They're backed up all the way through Bulltop and all the way through the construction pylons there because of the closed Bulltop Road. In the news, Geisinger has announced some new benefits they say will give employees greater flexibility in balancing their careers with family needs. The change includes 2 weeks paternity leave for fathers. Wednesday, Geisinger announced a new paid leave benefit that will take effect Sunday. It says it will provide employees with up to 2 weeks of paid parental leave. The paid parental leave is a benefit less than 15% of hospitals offer nationwide, they said, as they boasted about this. Geisinger says it gives new parents time to bond with their growing families upon the child's arrival through birth, adoption, legal guardianship, or foster care. The benefit is available to both parents if they both work at Geisinger, so each can have time to meet the needs of a growing family. Other paid time off benefits can also be used in addition to the new benefits. The new leave will be available to full and part-time employees who have worked at Geisinger for at least 6 months. So 2 weeks paid paternity leave. Dr. Stephen Skolka, Superintendent of Lewisburg Area School District, says one of the new initiatives of this school is the use of technology, making sure that all kids have access to computers and laptops in hand.
We introduced technology as part of regular instruction. It was no longer you signed out a computer lab and maybe you went down once a week. Instead, we had a one-to-one initiative for students in grades 4 through 12.
Dr. Skolka says their goal is to support each and every student.
We're going to ensure that every student has a trusted adult that they can go to from the time they enter the building to the time they graduate.
You can hear the full conversation with Dr. Stephen Skolka on the Mark podcast page at WKOK.com. Beto O'Rourke's presidential campaign said Wednesday that it ejected a Breitbart news reporter from an event at a South Carolina college because it wanted to ensure that students felt comfortable and safe. The Texas Democrats campaign found itself in a public confrontation with the aggressive conservative website a day after its senior editor-at-large, Joel Pollack, Bullock said he was booted from an O'Rourke speech. He said the campaign told him he was being ejected because he had been disruptive at past events. O'Rourke spokeswoman said that Breitbart walks the line between news and a perpetrator of hate speech. The campaign asked him to leave because Pollock's previously hateful reporting and the sensitivity of the topics being discussed with black students at Benedict College. Quote, whether it's dedicating an entire section of their website to black crime, inferring that immigrants are terrorists, or using derogatory terms to refer to LGBTQ people, Breitbart News walks the line between being news and a perpetrator of hate speech, the spokesman for Mr. Beto O'Rourke said. Finally, Dr. Seuss is hitting the road this fall with a large interactive exhibit that will immerse visitors in some of the most iconic books written by the beloved children's writer. The exhibit is centered on a maze based on Oh, the Places You'll Go, the Dr. Seuss book that urges children to explore the world and move mountains despite the pitfalls and challenges. Children and adults will be able to explore rooms based on Cat in the Hat, The Lorax, which is Joe's least favorite book, and Did I Ever Tell You How Lucky You Are, and other works. The 15,000-square-foot exhibition announced publicly Wednesday is scheduled to open in Toronto and will move on to Boston, Seattle, Houston, and several other North American cities. The Lorax teaches environmental stewardship. Oh, that's why Joe doesn't like it. While The Sneetches and Other Stories teaches tolerance and individuality.
And Dr. Seuss's real name is?
Theodore Geisel.
Very good. All right, you do know something after all.
It's in the story.
Oh, okay. Well, then you cheated.
I didn't cheat. I just read it. Okay. I mean, I looked over, but I didn't read it out loud.
I know. Well, that's why I figured you didn't know it.
Ooh. All right. That ends the news headlines. We have Breitbart getting kicked out of a Beto O'Rourke. And now Breitbart is basically drifting into obscurity. They have like a sliver of the number of subscribers they used to have. But thanks to Beto O'Rourke.
How do you know that? Well, what's your source?
AP.
And what do they say?
They just
have a sliver of their former.
Well,
they use those.
They
words?
Don't word it like that. No, they say they're drifting into obscurity. And they use the actual numbers. It's about 10%
okay.
of the from their peak readership. But I was just going to say, if Beto O'Rourke had just put up with this, it would be fine. But now he gave them global coverage again, so people are going to be, oh, Breitbart, that's right, good conservative site. I'm going to check them out, especially if they have a black crime page, which I didn't know they had that.
So that makes you a racist if you have a page about black crime?
No, he says they're dedicating an entire section. It's evidence of hateful reporting.
Really?
Well, that's what he says, or a spokeswoman says.
Do they lie about the crimes?
I don't believe so. They just isolate any crime that's done by a black, it gets to be highlighted.
Well, that certainly is racial. I don't know if it's racist.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess that's their right. But does that mean you throw them out of an event, a public event?
Well, if he had just let them in, all of this would have drifted into obscurity
sure,
and
nobody.
No one would know it.
Again, it's another attempt to manipulate the media to make you look good and to boost your credentials.
Well, yeah, Beto needs a boost.
Well, he's run the worst possible
Badly.
Campaign ever. I mean,
right.
Talk about inept.
Right.
I would be scared to death if we elected him president. He wouldn't be able to find his bedroom slippers in the morning.
1-800-795-9565. One of our listeners says the big news is that the coup is going to jail. Why not talk about that?
Well, first we'd have to know who the coup is.
Right.
Capital C, two small O's.
Send us a note about that. Did we read
yes,
this on
I
the
did
radio?
That.
Okay, thank
mm-hmm.
you.
I did. I da-da, forgot the
delete
it.
And those are unrelated.
Yes,
all right,
okay.
But we'll get to them. Dan is a keenly tuned in person when it comes to media bias. Good morning,
sir. He certainly called in today to tell us how ashamed he is that President Trump lied about the wall.
Good morning, guys. Hey, good talking with you. You know, Mark, when you do the news, I would not know your opinion. The only way I know your opinions on this program.
Oh, Dan, you need to get the beans out of your ears. Mark puts in little ad-lib comments.
Only
on
this show. Only on this show, not in the regular news.
I don't know about that.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe I don't listen quite close enough, but I'm going to give you, I'll give you an A on your reporting.
Well, here's an example of slanted reporting that I did earlier. Where's that prison story? Our left-leaning, slanted, demagogue governor is going to close another prison. Do you detect any bias in there?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I did not read that. AP calls it the Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf is their actual phrase. I added
and
that
that's fair.
Stuff.
That's fair reporting.
He is that.
He is that, right.
That's right down the middle.
I might agree with you on the statement, but that would be biased reporting. But a lot of people like me that followed the news ever since the 60s, we noted, not everybody, but certain group of us noted there was leftist leaning, not anything like today, but we knew that all the media at that time were more Democratic for the Democratic Party than for the conservative parties. And the more conservative you were, the more biased they were against you. We recognized that for many years, and then it got so, people were so fed up with it, and someone recognized that there needed to be another side. Guess who that was? You have him on your radio, on your outlet in Mountain, yet Rush Limbaugh come out and started presenting the other side of the story. And did he ever get followers? I can't tell you how many people came up to me where I worked at that time and said, did you ever hear Rush Limbaugh? I hadn't at that time, but they were all excited that someone else was telling another story. So that's why you have a Fox News, because every other network was in the tank with the Democratic Party. And there's been plenty of books wrote about, I often mention Bernie Goldberg wrote a book, that's an older book, long before they were 100% in the tank, each group. That was written back in maybe 2000 or before Bernie Goldberg wrote a book, Bias, which is very good. And now Mark Levin wrote a book, I can't quite remember the name of it, he peddles it a lot, something about media bias, that there's no objective reporting by anybody, you know. Mm-hmm. So he wrote a book on it, but here's the problem. Old people like me, I know a lot of people my age, and a lot of them depend on CNN. They think they're getting the truth on these talk networks like cable networks like CNN, MSNBC. They were locked in. A lot of people my age watch CNN, and I don't know why, but they think they're getting the full picture of the president and what's going on, whatever. And that's the problem. They actually believe that they're getting on bias reporting, and I think I was brought up in a time when you heard it on the radio. I grew up we had radio on the farm. We always listened to your station mostly, and we thought we were getting all facts, you know, from the news, and we were more so then than we are now.
All right. Thank you so much, Dan. We got another caller.
Let me say one more. When I saw the media go in 100% in the tank was when the election cycle of President Obama, there was no more pretending. Nobody was pretending to be on one side, to be on bias. They completely come out in the open, and it just progressed. Till this president was elected, we have now, there's no hiding your opinion, mostly, except for you, Mark. I'll give you your station credit. You do the news, and I wouldn't know I wouldn't know what that you how well, you I'm, really felt.
But the other thing that helps is I don't write the news, so you know, I mean, I guess I could read it with a slant. But
yeah, it helps, but I wouldn't know your opinion at all if it wasn't for this program.
Okay, we got to move along here,
know.
Dan.
All right, thank you so much, Dan.
Yep.
Appreciate
you
the call.
You guys have a great one.
I wouldn't say you're slanted, but if you put a drop of water on your head, it would roll off.
Well, yeah, you should know. We'll be right back.
You've patiently waited all summer to buy that new car or truck. Well, this is it. Hurry into all Sunbury Motors locations now through Saturday.
At Sunbury Motors Ford,
it's the final days of the Hurry Up and Save sales event. Choose from over 100 new 2019 Ford F-150s with discounts as high as $14,500. And choose from over 50 2019 Ford Escapes. They start at $17,985.
At Sunbury Motors Hyundai,
a 2019 Hyundai Kona SE starts at just $2,852. There's 13 2019 Tucson SEs starting at $22,619. And a 2020 Elantra SE is under 20 grand at $19,089.
At Sunbury Motors Kia,
there's 0% financing for up to 75 months on select 2019 Kia Optimas, Sportages, Cadenzas, Sedonas, and Serenos. Your interest rate will be zero until 2025. And the summer with a new vehicle from Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Sunbury Motors.
Spiders Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance has Central PA's best Labor Day deals starting in our appliance department. With an Amana top-load washer and dryer, only $348 each. Looking for a complete kitchen makeover? Check out Biter's Appliance Package Deals featuring all the latest styles and finishes, including a Frigidaire 4-piece stainless steel kitchen package starting at $18.99. Biter's Sleep Center has been offering the best brands in the area for over 30 years, like Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, Therapeutic, and more. This Labor Day, we brought back the best deal in Central PA. A Berkshire full or queen mattress for $338. Stop by Biter's Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance and save on complete bedrooms. Take up to $300 off sectionals, plus get the area's best upholstery deal. A power recliner in your choice of colors, only $266. Biter's is closed Labor Day, but these sale prices and more are guaranteed through Tuesday, September 3rd. See our flyer at Biter's.com. That's Beiters.com. Then head to Biter's in South Williamsport, Lock Haven, Sunbury, Mansfield, or Milton today.
Make yard work less of a chore with a brand new Toro lawnmower during the Toro Red Tag sale going on now. Take advantage of special end-of-season savings with up to $500 off select models, plus special financing for qualified buyers. Walk or ride, bag or mulch, it's up to you. Just hurry in today and save at participating local Toro dealers. Save on Toro lawnmowers during the Toro Red Tag sale going on now at Hilly Ridge Sales and Service, Mount Pleasant Mills, or hillyridge.com.
The Penn State Nittany Lions play on WKOK.
Play action, steps up, waits, delivers long and deep. KJ Hamler got it at the 10, inside the 5, first and goal. Nittany Lions, what a throw, what a catch.
Penn State football is sponsored by Blaze Alexander Ford, Carpet Man, Mifflinburg Auto Sales, Glick Associates, Mifflinburg Hotel, Scarlet D, and Lewisburg Hotel. You can hear Penn State football on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Ooh, baby,
we yes, welcome back.
We got Penn State on the radio this Saturday.
And we have a text here that points out that Joel Pollack perhaps is not as
this
biased.
This is the Breitbart reporter.
The Breitbart reporter who was thrown out of a Beto O'Rourke event. The writer says, Joel Pollack is a Jew married to a black woman in the military. So, yeah, he's a real hater. Not the hater is O'Rourke.
There's no continuation?
No, that's
all
it.
All right. So the other three are the same text?
Yes, they are. Uh-huh. I told you I had read them and knew the order in which they...
Read them and then we'll get the
okay. Chris. All right. Are you sure Cronkite was impartial in his reporting? There were only a few networks all spouting similar stuff, and there was no way to verify it, unlike today. The news media reports stuff the way they do to influence opinion, not to just give the facts to let the viewer decide. I think that's been going on since the beginning of the news business. It's just easier to find out whether they're reporting facts or propaganda now.
All right. Well said. Thank you so much, sir. We needed you yesterday. Where were you? We had a federal firearm question, but it's too late now. All right, Chris, thank you so much. You have the floor.
Well, and the walls.
First of all, Fox News was the first station that, instead of being impartial, tried to take a side consistently and be sort of like a home team sports team rooter for the conservative side. that didn't exist before Fox News.
So they brought forth MSNBC, huh?
What?
The fact that they started, that then MSNBC decided to jump in and be on the other side.
Well, they balanced them out. Yes, they did.
Okay.
Because so that left the liberals looking for a station.
Okay.
So you're not disagreeing with anything I said then?
No, I believe okay. that. I don't have any problem with it.
And then Fox reports endlessly on things like the Obama not born in America story, the pizza child molesting story, pulling up conspiracy theories from really weird people and publicizing them.
When was the last
they do
time
that
they
on a regular basis?
Oh, come on now. They haven't aired a story about that pizza thing that I've heard in years.
All that stuff is 10 years old.
Yeah, but when they were going on, they
you said endlessly.
On a regular
you
basis.
Said you
they,
said
they
endlessly. Chris,
about that
you
without,
said endlessly. That implies it never ended.
They never stopped reporting, and I don't know if they ever even corrected themselves.
You said endlessly, and that implies a never-ending stream of stories, and they don't
they
report.
They did it for a time. When they were doing it, they were doing it all the time, every day.
It is endless. It has ended.
Okay. Be quibble if you want. If you want to quibble, quibble.
You said it. I didn't.
If you can't figure out what I meant, Joe, then I guess you're just playing dumb.
Well, moving we're not on. In the business of figuring
on.
Out what you mean. If that's your job to tell us what you mean.
Joe, you want to sit on whatever it was you were sitting on again?
Keep going, Chris. We're listening. We're just trying
okay.
to keep you honest.
Then you told more lies about McDonald than he told.
Who?
Larry McDonald.
I'm just reading a story from the news media.
No, you said something very specific.
What'd I say?
He reported as gospel.
Did I say as gospel, Mark?
Yeah, maybe.
You did.
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember. But in any event, he did. He was always couching it, saying, if true, I'm willing to report this unchecked, ridiculous story, but if true.
What he reported was that he was told by somebody at Deutsche Bank that Trump's co-signers were Russian oligarchs. That's what he said. And I thought it was strange at the time because he only said one unnamed person, didn't say reliable source or imply how high he was up in Deutsche Bank at all. And he did talk about it, but that is what he reported.
Well, he added, that would explain every kind word Donald Trump has ever said about Russia and Vladimir Putin.
And it would, very neatly, because the two mysteries is, why is Trump so friendly and protective of the Russians? And why Deutsche Bank would loan Trump money when no other bank would? Those are the mysteries about Deutsche Bank.
But we don't know that that's true.
You've also been fined $500 million for Russian money laundering.
You're repeating something that you don't know to be true. We don't know that was the only bank that would loan Trump money. You don't know that. I don't know that. You don't know it. You assume it so because you've heard it reported on places like MSNBC.
And it's been reported many times and never challenged.
Well, I think it's been challenged quite a bit.
None of the U.S. banks did, and those were where his loans, all known loans of his, have come from since U.S. banks stopped lending to him.
I don't know that U.S. banks did stop lending to him. I don't know his personal financial information.
He doesn't have any loans with U.S. banks anymore.
How do you know that?
They do have some of his financial records, you know.
Well, so how do you know it? You know it because someone you believe reported it. That doesn't make it any more true than what Larry O'Donnell said last night. Until they actually get his reports, his subpoena, perhaps, tax returns, then we'll know for sure.
No,
otherwise, we're just speculating.
Some things that are public record, Joe.
But we're just speculating. We are just speculating.
So you don't want to accept anything without certified, raised, a certified seal proof on it.
I like the kind of report
or not, but every time there was a report on some emails of Hillary's, you'd say, oh, there's new emails again.
I like the kind
of
reporting.
And when they turned out to be old emails that were repeats, you never corrected it? Or
I like the kind
said,
of...
Oh, I guess they were really nothing new at all.
I like the kind of reporting...
came back the next day and said anything
let me,
like
let me
that,
get a word in. I like the kind of reporting Shepard Smith does. He has researched it. He went back. He contacted the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
I'm not saying McDonald was doing good reporting.
Okay. Well, I'm saying you asked me what kind of reporting I like.
That what you were saying about him wasn't true,
right.
And the way you phrased it was
Chris, we'll give
true.
You another 10 seconds. Go right ahead.
And if you're going to complain about the state of things like that today on how they're reported and not complain every time President Trump takes some fantastic story and says, oh, I was told that. Not by who, or everybody tells me that, even though it's blatantly false, and after it's pointed out to him that it's false, he repeats it again the next day.
All right, we got you. Thank
but
you so much.
But you don't say that.
Joe does not take the president to task for lying daily.
I do.
Oh,
I disagree
That's
with a lot of
one.
What he said.
Joe, start reading this.
Well, up here says, come on, Chris. You libs had all three networks plus PBS for your side before Fox. Fox's opinion people at night say their opinions in people unlike the so-called anchors on MSNBC. And then another one says, I stopped listening to the news on WKOK when Mark presents it because of his commentary. I want just the news, not opinion. I can form my own opinion. I once contacted On the Mark about this. Joe, you defended Mark, saying he is there to give his opinion. I agree that while On the Mark is on, he should be giving his opinion. He shouldn't be giving it while reading the news. If that's the way WKOK presents the news, I'll listen elsewhere.
Right, and there's a lot of other local news to listen to, so get it objectively elsewhere, then tune back to On the Mark. So we appreciate that. Mike is the next caller. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Well, here's what I have to say about the news, the media, and reporting. You know, over my lifetime, I've been involved in a lot of events, you know, sporting events, rallies, and even workplace events that were investigated. And generally speaking, it's been my experience that what has been reported in the newspapers, and that's probably the worst thing of all, the things in the newspaper you expect to be the most accurate, a lot of times they just did not reflect what I saw and experienced firsthand. So I've always had a suspicion of the news media right from the beginning. And secondly, I think what we have going on with the mainstream media, you know, all the TV outlets and the news on the radio and everything, is really just a battle for the minds. Well, first it's a battle for viewership and listenership, okay? The money, you know, for money. But there's underlying that, it's really to try to mold public opinion. That's what the news is right now. Almost, you know, I open up Yahoo News every morning, and it's like clockwork. There's the story about Trump at the top that's worded in a negative way about him to make him look bad. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like Joe said, you know, Trump could have made the greatest move in the world, but somehow that would have had a negative connotation to it. So I believe that there's a war going on for the minds of the people. And finally, the last thing I want to say, and this goes back to the 2016 election, and this is the one memory I'm going to have. You know, they were talking about the polling data, you know, and, you know, saying Trump is within striking distance, and everybody saying, how could that be possible? How could that be possible? Especially in Pennsylvania. The polls in Pennsylvania showed him not winning. And I heard one of the people that, I don't know what show she was on, but I think it was Selena Zito, I'm not sure. She basically said, you know, can you imagine a phone call in southeastern Pennsylvania into the wealthy suburbs and the man answering the phone and saying that he was going to vote for Donald Trump? That guy would be sleeping on the couch for the rest of the year. So it made me think, how accurate are those polls? And I had to think about myself. A lot of times they would call my house, you know, because my wife and I, we vote every time, so everybody wants to know what we're going to do. And I would say, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. So I helped out fake news by saying that I was voting for Hillary Clinton. So, hey, I think it's a real war out there, and to me, I think the way the media is doing it, I term it intellectual atrocities, the way they spin things with their headlines. And it happens day after day after day. Whatever the flavor of the day is, we're getting misinformation to mold our minds, to guide us in a way that they want us to vote. And I think it's just wrong.
I like that. Intellectual atrocities. I'm going to write that down and use that myself.
Well, and it's funny, there was a story on CBS Radio yesterday about the latest poll on the president, saying that if the election were today, either the president or any one of the five leaders in the Democratic Party would win the election today, not President Trump. And I thought, isn't that funny? Because the polls were so accurate the last time we polled related to President Trump. So now suddenly a new one comes out and it's the top story on the news. All right, to be continued. Well, thank you so much, Mike.
Do you have something else, Mike?
Go ahead.
Mark.
Yes.
They stopped short of saying that any one of those five had a 95% chance of winning. They dropped that, I guess.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, it just said they would win. All right. Thank you so much. Not woodwind. That's part of an
That's
orchestra.
A musical instrument.
All right. Tony, I'm going to... Tony's last call before a quick break. Go ahead.
Joe, who made the statement, tell Vlad I'll have more flexibility?
I believe that was Barack Obama.
Right,
yes,
he whispered
Barack
it
Obama.
To him with an open mic.
How much play did that get?
Oh, none, because that doesn't fit the narrative.
Oh, he did, too.
Exactly.
We've all heard about it 100 times over.
Only because we brought it up.
2 or 3 days.
Oh, brother.
Vlad?
You guys have conservative earplugs in.
Who does that make more a friend of Vlad? Hussein Obama or Donald Trump?
Well, first of all, I don't think there's anything wrong with President Obama trying to work out an agreement or trying to make friends.
Neither do I.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with President Trump doing it. I think it just the left likes to play it as Trump's doing something nefarious where Obama was doing something noble.
Well, only because President Putin tried to fix the election for President Trump, and it worked.
If anybody believes that, well, they need help on an institutional level.
You know,
I mean, the Russians have been trying to fix our election since Khrushchev was in power. What's the surprise?
Yeah, and we've tried to fix other countries' elections, too,
exactly.
Like Israel. So
look,
you know
what Obama did against Netanyahu.
Right. So
but
somehow it's evil money. If it's evil when someone does it to us, but it's okay if we do it to somebody else.
It's evil when President Trump
been doing
does it.
For years. I mean, that's the name of the game. Russia has been interfering in our elections. I mean, look what Ted Kennedy did. And I was a Ted Kennedy fan at the time. Look what Ted Kennedy did with the KGB and Ronald Reagan. I mean, it's a well-documented story.
It may be, but I don't remember. Oh,
yeah.
What
I'm shaking my head.
You know, well, I'll tell you what. I'll send you an email tonight. All
right,
it.
Good. Thank you.
Getting back to Walter Cronkite, the virtues, you know. Remember the Tet Offensive?
Right.
Who won that?
Who won?
I think we kicked their butt.
We did.
Yeah, we did kick their butt. What did Walter Cronkite come on TV and say? We can't win.
But he based that on a personal inspection tour and talking to the troops and talking to the people who were there. Let's face it. I mean, there were drugs were rampant among our troops during Vietnam. They were fighting an unpopular war and didn't get all the support they needed back home. I think what he was saying was just there were so many things conspiring against us, we probably couldn't win, and we didn't.
Was he saying that as a news report or...
No, he was saying that as a news report. He was trying to be factual with an opinion, you know, and I think you can be that. You can say, here are all the facts we've gleaned, and from those facts, here's what we conclude.
Reporters draw conclusions all the time,
sure.
As long as they're
they do,
obvious,
sure.
Based on available evidence.
And do you remember the old, what was his name? Huntley Brinkley report.
Huntley Brinkley, yeah. Chet Huntley, David Brinkley.
Wasn't Chet Huntley, I don't know the answer. Wasn't Chet Huntley more conservative and Brinkley the liberal? Did they present it that way?
That's the way it came off to me, yes.
See, so Fox was not the first.
Well, they weren't as blatant about it as Fox was in the early days of Roger Ailes. Yeah.
You'd almost have to know it and think about it, and then you'd have to listen super carefully over a number of days to detect it.
And
but then you could.
I wonder, though, if people back then were a little smarter. They knew the difference between opinion and fact. Today, I don't think people can differentiate between opinion and news.
Well, one of our texters brought up a good point. Back then, there were three primary sources of news at 6 o'clock or 6:30 every evening, ABC, CBS, and NBC. And if they reported different things, it was pretty obvious you could track down what the differences were. Today, there's so many different news and quasi-news outlets out there, or people spouting something and claiming it to be news, that it's hard to keep track of. I mean, you can find almost anything.
We had a half hour of news every night. Today, right. You have up-to-the-minute news. Right. Everything is breaking news.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, on CNN. Breaking news. New economic numbers come out.
Oh, you know our motto, when news breaks out, we break in.
Hey, all listen, right. Have a good day, guys.
That's right up there with if it bleeds, it leads.
The highway. I can't believe it.
Oh, yeah, where's that? It's not in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it is right before Lewisburg. Of course, I didn't hit it yet.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call,
Thanks,
Tony.
Thanks, Tony. Take care.
1-800-795-9565 is the open phone. That's 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about the lack of objectivity in news media, the fact that the president exaggerates double in all of his tweets, and let's see, whether Huntley Brinkley was supposed to be a balanced liberal conservative viewpoint. A lot of people never picked up on that. 1-800-795-9565. And what's wrong with Mark's commentary in the news? We're going to hear about that shortly. 1-800-795-9565.
T. Ross Brothers Construction is building Central Pennsylvania, and now you can help with the build. T. Ross Brothers Construction is accepting applications for a variety of positions, including construction carpenters, superintendents, foremen, laborers, project managers, structural steel workers, and certified crane operators. T. Ross Brothers Construction offers excellent pay, a 401k with company match, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, and prescription drug plans, and more. You will want to work there. Again, those positions are construction carpenters, superintendents, foremen, laborers, project managers, structural steel workers, and certified crane operators. To see complete job descriptions and to learn how to apply, go to trossbrothers.com/employment. That's the letter T, R-O-S-S, brothers.com. Or stop in at 90 Weavers Lane in Milton. There's work to be done. Apply today. Equal opportunity employer.
As a small farm owner, you may believe a homeowner's insurance policy provides adequate coverage. But if you have a barn or outbuilding, farm equipment, or livestock, your policy may not be enough. Country Choice from Nationwide is designed to protect smaller farms like yours. Nationwide protects farms of all sizes, from small to very large. To learn more, visit nationwide.com/protectmyfarm. Products are underwritten by Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
With winter weather just around the corner, contact a qualified service technician to ensure that your propane system is operating safely. Make sure that everyone in your family knows what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak, including knowing where the gas supply valve is and when and how to safely close it. Call us today to learn more.
Brought to you by the Pennsylvania Propane Gas Association and your local propane service providers.
Nottingham Village is the premier provider of senior living services in the central Susquehanna Valley.
Get your tales to Ales and Vines at Nottingham Village in Northumberland, Saturday, September 7th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Enjoy the finest wines, ales, and food trucks. Nonstop music and bands on 105 glorious acres. Tickets available at Facebook or Nottingham, $25 in advance, $30 at the door. Proceeds go to local charities. Facebook page, Ales and Vines at Nottingham Village.
The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Yankees beat reporter Sweeney Modi on the designated hitter.
There's a DH in every professional league, even the National League pitchers who do it on a regular basis. They just aren't good enough at it to make it something that needs to be done for the sake of tradition. I don't see the real impact. I feel it's one of these things that people yell and scream about it until it happens, and then nobody will care.
The Steve Jones Show, 3 to 5 weekdays on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones, High School Football Roundtable. Cam Miller, Pro Football Focus. Today, 3 to 5, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back.
From our cockamamie idea department. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A city councilor in Burlington, Vermont, says the city should consider disarming its police force. WCAX-TV reports that Perry Freeman says she's researching law enforcement expectations and training. She says smaller countries similar to in size to Vermont, like the UK, Ireland, and Iceland, function with unarmed police forces. Burlington Police Officers Association President Daniel Gilligan says disarming officers is unrealistic. He says those countries have more restrictive gun laws, while the U.S. is an armed nation. Burlington Deputy Police Chief John Murad says the U.S. has a high rate of violent crime and that disarming law enforcement would put officers and civilians at risk. Freeman says preventing violence and finding its root causes should be the focus. She says she hopes to bring the conversation to the Policing Practices Committee in Burlington, Vermont. And talk about somebody who needs some mental health adjustment. There she is.
So the police wouldn't be carrying a gun?
Right.
Would they carry their pepper spray?
Why don't we give them slingshots? I mean,
Would they carry the taser?
Pea shooters. How about that?
A pea shooter. That's worth considering. A lot of college campuses go through the debate whether or not they should be armed or not. And municipalities should have that debate too. Does it unnecessarily escalate the confrontation with certain residents?
You might want to stop a moment and pray for you. You're obviously in need of some serious prayer.
Well, I'm just taking the other side of this argument for the sake of argument, but...
I'm glad to hear that.
I think it's worth considering.
I'm sorry.
Don't tell Eric I said this.
I was going to say, since you were helped by one of our police officers the other day. But seriously, I mean, it is a tool of law enforcement. Regrettably, we need it. It is a tool that they use. And, it protects them. I mean, they have a right to expect to go home at the end of the shift. And any means they have to defend themselves against people who are criminals.
Well, let's look at it this way. When's the last time a police officer discharged their gun at a suspect, or at a defendant or at an assailant? Was it necessary?
But I've heard,
When's the last time?
Have you heard of a felony stop, a traffic stop?
Absolutely.
Somebody, and they pull their guns.
At gunpoint, sure.
Sure. I have one at gunpoint. How many times have you heard that on the police monitor?
What have the police shootings been around here? Did the police absolutely need their gun? Remember Brad Hare had to
That was
to
the last police shooting I can remember,
okay.
Right.
And that guy had a knife and was going to go after Brad, or he already was in the process of going after him.
So suppose Brad hadn't had that gun.
A taser already hadn't worked. The guy had overcome that.
Well, and the key to that, I mean, it sounds reasonable to say, we'll give them tasers instead. But the simple fact is, if depending on the type of clothing they're wearing, depending on the angle of the shot, maybe only one taser goes in, and it doesn't stop them. Only one probe goes in, I should say. And it doesn't stop the person. So then where are they? They have nothing left to defend themselves with.
State police shot at a man who was going to run them over with a car about 10 years ago. And they shot, and I believe they killed him, or certainly wounded him or incapacitated him, because he was charging at them with his vehicle after they had already had some confrontation and some words. Somehow they were separated at that moment, and they shot through the windshield at him and hit him in order to get him to stop driving towards them. So I can't think of any other police shootings around here other than the big Geisinger shootout 25 years ago.
Well, and then we had, attacks on police like Frayn up in Scranton shooting that and killing that one state police officer. And he still hasn't gone to trial, has he? Eric Frayn?
Yeah, I think he's got life in prison.
Did he? Okay, I didn't think he had gone to trial yet, I guess. But in any event, I mean, police have to be able to defend themselves. And they have to be able to defend us. And a gun is a part of that defense. You who have a concealed carry permit, why don't we disarm you before we disarm the police?
Right, okay, so make it harder for people to get them. If you're going to keep them for protection, maybe you have to have some training. Maybe that could be an idea.
I mean, the police go through training all the time with firearms, and not only that, they have to certify or recertify every year, I think it is. They have to go to the shooting range and demonstrate their proficiency with the weapon. Otherwise, they can't continue to function. So, I mean, they go through the training. It's mandated. They have to take it. And they use those weapons. I mean, sometimes I guess you can point to stories in the media where someone has abused that privilege. But that's not to say that every police officer in the country does. There could be one or two bad cops, one or two bad broadcasters.
Should police be unarmed? Most campuses go through this debate before they arm their police. They started out unarmed just as security officers. And then, of course, you get to like Bucknell where the security officers are trained police officers. If you put them right next to a Buffalo Valley Regional Police, you would not detect any different. They are all the same. They're armed. They're trained.
And what about the school police? Are they armed?
Lewisburg police, school police are armed, yes.
Right, so.
They're just like police. They don't look any different. They have no difference in appearance.
Nor should they. They've had
or
the training.
Most of
those police department officers from the school districts are former state police or municipal police officers. They've had the training. I feel a lot safer around them with a gun than I would around you with a gun.
No offense. None taken. These guys have tons and tons and tons of shooting training and skills training and scenario training. And,
so 3 o'clock in the afternoon, a call comes in, a bank robbery in progress in the city of Sunbury. The police department responds, and the guys inside have guns and the police don't. So what do? Throw rocks at the perpetrators on their way out the door?
You tackle him as he runs out.
It's just a bad idea, and it's kind of this...
Well, what's her justification? Why does she say we'd have a kinder, gentler nation if we had unarmed police?
Oh, let's see.
In her town, anyway.
Freeman says preventing violence and finding its root causes should be the focus. She says she hopes to bring the conversation to the Policing Practices Committee.
All right, well, that's a good goal. There's nothing wrong with that, you know, to really...
To find the root cause of violence?
Right.
Sure, and we've never been looking for that before. This is an amazing revelation.
Oh, my gosh, why don't we fix the family?
Why don't we find the root cause of violence?
Why don't we make fathers behave the way they're supposed to?
The problem is that there isn't one cause, one root cause for violence. There could be many root causes for it.
For everybody, it's different.
You know, that's why I go back to what the argument has been made on this program, and we've heard it nationally. It's a mental health problem. You know, people firing guns at other people are not doing it because the guns are available.
You mean a mass shooting.
Right. They're doing it because there's something wrong upstairs that needs to be identified and corrected. If that's through universal background checks, then that's absolutely what we need. If it's through something else, you know, what else could we do to try and determine people's mental health before we send them
Senator Toomey, gun? Who now has 5 proposals that he's endorsing that relate to making guns more difficult for certain individuals to get, none of them would prevent the mass shootings that we've had. They'll all take the hands out of guns of people that don't have them, like fixing NICS, the National Information or the National Background Check System, making sure that people don't have guns if they're on the no-fly list, universal background checks, all of those. Individuals who have done the mass shootings would have passed those.
Well, look at the California a few years back, the bank robbery. I forget where it was, but I know it was in California, where the guys committed the robbery dressed in body armor. And
they were armed
high-powered weapons, and the cops just had...
And they had automatic weapons, too, right?
They did. They had real assault rifle-type weapons, and they were geared up to fire multiple rounds, and the police only had their handguns. They were terribly underarmed.
Okay.
And as a result of that, I guess they started allowing the police there to carry, to at least have in their vehicle more substantial weapons.
Right.
And that's the case around here. Our police are armed basically with a handgun, but they carry, have access to, stronger weapons if they're needed.
Mm-hmm.
And to say they're going to take them away from them, you might as well say, okay, just put a big target on the back of the cops.
Yeah, one police department around here does have an automatic weapon.
More than one.
Okay. Noted. And Joe knows cops.
Well, right. I know they do a dangerous job that we depend on them to do, and we need to give them our support and our backup, not our condemnation and stupid social engineering ideas like taking away firearms from police officers.
Okay. 1-800-795-9565. Do you think police should be unarmed? Give us a call right now. 1-800-795-9565. Is there any idea toward peacemaking or rooting out the root causes of violence that would help us if our police were unarmed? 1-800-795-9565.
Summer to buy that new car or truck.
Well, this is it.
Hurry into all Sunbury Motors locations now through Saturday.
At Sunbury Motors Ford,
it's the final days of the Hurry Up and Save sales event. Choose from over 100 new 2019 Ford F-150s with discounts as high as $14,500. And choose from over 50 2019 Ford Escapes. They start at $17,985.
At Sunbury Motors Hyundai,
a 2019 Hyundai Kona SE starts at just $28,52. There's 13 2019 Tucson SEs starting at $22,619. And a 2020 Elantra SE is under $20,000 at $19,089.
At Sunbury Motors Kia,
there's 0% financing for up to 75 months on select 2019 Kia Optimas, Sportages, Cadenzas, Sedonas, and Serenos. Your interest rate will be zero until 2025. And the summer with a new vehicle from Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors.
You might be asking, where did the summer go? We still have plenty of nice weather, we hope, but Labor Day is upon us. It's the great grilling weekend of Labor Day. Celebrate with Fisher's Meats downtown Lewisburg. Fisher's Meats has all of your cookout essentials. 3-pound bag of hamburger patties are just $12.59. Pork butts for your smoker, only $2.99 a pound. If your gang likes steaks on the grill, choose Western Delmonico steaks on sale at $9.99 a pound. 5 pounds of country store hot dogs are $13.95. Boneless and skinless chicken breasts, perfect for grilling at a perfect price, $2.99 a pound. Baby back spare ribs, $4.69. Don't forget Fisher's famous sides. Always fresh made macaroni, potato, chicken, and ham salads. Fisher's cheeses and cold cuts are sure to save on your prep time and please guests. Fisher's Meats, 228 St. John Street, Lewisburg. Wishing you a safe, fun, and delicious Labor Day holiday. Fisher's Meats. They trim their meat, not their customers.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
News and interviews from across the world and right here in the Central Susquehanna Valley.
Our Center for Economics, Business and Entrepreneurship Education was only started up 18 months ago with the premise of trying to serve our local community, our region, and the idea was could we provide training and support for our K-12 educators to help them think differently about business subjects, and as our students change as well, think about how we can differently think about educating those students.
WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark 2, or 3. Three messages, one via text.
And one says, sing Kumbaya in Burlington, that'll stop the scumbags.
Okay.
And the other one we decided we weren't going to read because we didn't know what it referred to.
All righty.
Okay.
Dan.
You got a minute of fame.
Yes, they all need weapons. They already carry, most of them carry semi-automatic handguns. They need access to semi-automatic rifles and semi-automatic shotguns. So, yeah, definitely need...
Who, police?
Yeah, who?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you meant the bad
guys. They need all that for to protect us. And here in Snyder County, unions close, 20% of the people are licensed. That's your...